He again calls climate change an existential threat. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is an emergency.
Though President Biden did not declare a national emergency like some Democrats wanted on a day when 100 million Americans were under heat advisories, but on a trip to Massachusetts focused on renewable energy, he hinted that could be coming.
As president, I'll use my executive powers to combat the climate crisis. In the absence of congressional action.
Republican Senator John Thune's reaction.
He wanted to talk about a climate emergency. What we ought to be talking about is an energy emergency.
Blaming the president's policies for record gas prices, though they are down a 37th straight day from that, 57 cents less now than the all-time high. Something else the president said raised eyebrows.
Announcing as a result of fossil fuel emissions, he has cancer, which he doesn't. That sent the White House press shop scrambling, attempting a cleanup, telling Fox News Biden misspoke about presently having cancer, saying he was referring to past skin cancer, which was removed.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, that cancer was non-melanoma. Today, the president will go to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, proposing billions of dollars in aid for communities to fight crime and hire police officers as Democrats in Congress push for a ban on so-called assault weapons.
It is inexcusable, unacceptable, un-American for us to sell combat weapons to a man like the shooter in Highland Park.
Senator Dick Durbin referencing the 4th of July shooting in Illinois that left 7 people dead, a House committee advancing a bill to ban those guns. The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has another public hearing tonight focused on President Trump's conduct and what critics say was a lack of action taken while his supporters stormed the Capitol. Prosecutors rested at Steve Bannon's trial on contempt of Congress charges for not cooperating with that investigation.
Coming up, Bannon's defense team's expected to try to convince the jury the trial's politically motivated. Bannon did offer this month to testify to the committee at a public hearing.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's back to court today for one of the police officers fired after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis in 2020. And while Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder for kneeling on Floyd's neck, Thomas Lane pleaded guilty to manslaughter charges, accused of doing nothing to stop it, and he will be sentenced today. Floyd's death led to angry protests nationwide, and that turned deadly in St. Louis when a retired police captain was killed.
Stephen Cannon was found guilty of first-degree murder and four other charges in the death of retired Captain David Dorn on June 2, 2020. The 77-year-old was shot during a night of violence following the killing of George Floyd. Dorn went to investigate alarms going off at a friend's pawn shop and fired warning shots after encountering looters. Prosecutors say Cannon fled the store, then walked to a nearby corner and deliberately fired 10 shots at Dorn. Defense attorneys argued there was no evidence or credible witnesses to link Cannon to the crime. The 26-year-old will receive a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Also in Missouri, the man accused of killing a North Kansas City police officer during a traffic stop earlier this week is due in court today to be arraigned on a murder charge. He surrendered hours after driving away. Another loss in court for pro-choice advocates, this time in Georgia, where an abortion ban's in place again.
The U.S. 11th Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a federal district judge's decision that Georgia's new heartbeat law was out of bounds. The appeals court says the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Dobbs doing away with decisions in both Roe and Casey now means Georgia is free to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected via ultrasound, which could be as soon as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The law does provide exceptions for assault or if a mother's life is endangered.
Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop after three straight days of gains. Dow futures down close to 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.